Previously, Beyond Gilead.
Mom, we just lost your dad.
I don't have enough to go to the Attorney General yet.
You think this was murder?
Saturnine Investment Group. You have no idea what they're capable of.
So what time is Justin due home?
We're supposed to meet his train tonight at 7:35. And Brooke will be here tomorrow.
I'm working undercover, on my own, to expose Saturnine.
Jesus, you're in charge now.
Mr. Mincer, I have an assignment for you.
Hey, stranger.
Oh.
You need anything?
Sorry. Thanks, Mary. I'll be all right. Wow. I didn't realize how late it is.
Yeah. That was fun tonight, having Justin home with us again.
Yeah, it sure was. I hope we can catch some more time together before he heads back.
And I'm hoping he can upgrade my computer and fix my cell phone, too.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing having an entire tech department for a son.
I'm not sure it's a beautiful thing having an entire detective agency for a husband. Are you running for Attorney General here?
No. Although I'm tempted after the brush off his office has given me.
Oh. And you're not running for God, either?
No.
Just checking. And he's doing a great job handling the universe, you know.
And he's starting to show me how everything fits. Mm-hmm. Now, not the universe, but Peace of Heaven, Saturnine, Tom's death. I just can't rest until I see it all come together. For Tom's sake. What?
Oh, nothing important.
No. I'd love to know what's on your mind.
I'd love to have some time just sitting on the front porch together, like we used to. Not now. You're busy. But sometime.
Yeah. Well, let's make it a date.
Hey, what's in your hand there?
Oh, a little card Timmy made for me on his first day of school. You remember this? With a smiling yellow flower and the gold glitter.
Oh, yes.
Just a few sparkles left.
Reminiscing again,
How'd you know? I've been thinking about that day, all the changes we were going through then, and I don't know, it feels like we're heading for another season of change.
So we should buckle our seatbelts?
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Good night. Love you.
Yeah. I love you too. Who would be calling this time of night? Hello?
John? Bill Mincer. We need to talk. Now.
I'm in trouble, John, and I need your help.
Yeah, sure, what's wrong?
Well, you know, I've been working for Peace of Heaven, with their move and all.
Right.
Well, does the name Malcolm Satter mean anything to you?
Saturnine Investment Group?
Yeah. Saturnine. They're the money behind Peace of Heaven.
I knew it.
You don't look surprised.
A friend helped me make the connection, yeah.
Well, what you probably don't know is I've been working for both places.
Interesting.
You see, Mr. Satter took a liking to me early on. Started with some special pet projects of his. I moved up through the ranks, but the more I saw, the more I realized something wasn't right. I believed in Peace of Heaven. I was an elder in the assembly, but something wasn't adding up. I found evidence of bribes, cover-ups, extortion.
Aha, there we go.
And I had this suspicion there was more, much more.
Well, go on, Bill, go on.
Well, Mr. Satter trained me. He brought me into his inner circle. He treated me like a younger brother. Then he asked me to handle a sensitive project, kidnapping the Richter kids.
Oh, no, Bill.
I foiled the kidnapping myself. I got the kids out of there.
Why didn't you go to the police, the FBI?
No, Saturnine has ears everywhere. People in powerful places. I figured I needed solid evidence before I could spill the beans.
Yeah.
And now, I've got something much bigger.
What's that?
I have a strong hunch Saturnine was behind Tom's death.
Really?
My goal now is to get the evidence and get out as quickly as I can. But I need you to help me.
What do you know so far?
Well, they bugged the Richter's phones. They suspected Monica was going to turn on them. So when Tom made a reservation at the restaurant, they knew.
Of course.
That's all I have, but one thing doesn't make sense. Why would they go after Tom?
I can help. I've had a haunting suspicion somebody, the waiter, the chef, slipped something into Monica's drink that night. But Tom asked her for a sip before she had any.
Oh, now it makes sense. They got the wrong person.
Yeah, only one catch. Yeah, I have a good friend who did the autopsy on Tom, the hospital pathologist.
Oh?
Yeah, he assured me there was no evidence of foul play. It was simply a heart attack.
Mitchell McFadden?
Yeah, you know Mitch?
No, but I know Saturnine bought him.
No.
The waiter was in on it, too. He did his deed and skipped town.
Yeah, Antonio.
I never got his name.
So, if we can trace Tom's death back to Antonio and connect him...
Then we've got a case to bring down Satter.
Yeah. Bill, listen, I'm concerned for you. You need to get out of Saturnine before they peg you.
Yeah, John, this is the final piece of the puzzle I've been looking for. And then I'm out. Meantime, I'll be watching over my shoulder.
Everything is sewn up. In 30 days, we introduce Peace of Heaven to people all across the nation. And within 6 months, we launch in 10 key cities across the globe. We have ground teams working out the details now.
Well, I must say, Coleraine has been a great start for us. The perfect prototype.
I say, we take this show on the road.
Yes.
Sorry for the cloak and dagger meeting in the park here, John. Feels like a spy movie.
No, it's okay. I love the park. And spy movies, too, come to think of it.
I wanted some place in the open where I could get a clear view of all around us. Okay, put on these headphones.
Sure. All right.
So that's why I'm recording this.
Understood. I'd do the same thing. Okay, here's what I got for you. There is no Antonio.
Oh?
Yeah, the guy's real name is Brandon Leibowitz, a smooth operator, con man, and hitman. Hey, we did some poking around and found out this Saturnine outfit was leaning pretty heavy on the guy and his family.
Oh, yeah, man.
Threats, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So he decides to turn himself in and turn the heat back on Saturnine.
Yeah. Thanks, Russo.
Hey, anytime. I'll treat you to a Reuben on Rye at Cat's Deli next time you're in New York.
Here.
Oh, what's this?
This envelope contains a recording you just heard, plus other key pieces of evidence I've collected.
No, Bill, please.
It's a precaution, John. Just in case. I trust you to take this to the right people.
Thank you. But you're out now, right?
Almost.
No. We've got enough info to pin Mr. Satter and bring down Saturnine.
Except for one thing.
And that is?
No one knows where he is.
What?
Well, he's in some kind of secret war bunker or something. Every time I go see him, they blindfold me. All I know is it's a long trip to get there, and it's somewhere underground, almost like an underground city.
Can you wear a homing device or a wire or something?
No, they pat me down every time I go see him.
Uh-huh. Oh, what about your cell phone?
No, they take that too. In fact, they take it first.
Justin.
What?
My son, Justin, fixed my wife's cell phone this morning. The display wasn't working right. And he's quite a whiz kid with stuff like that.
What are you thinking?
Well, what if he could turn...
Grace, I'll just come out and say it. My family was embarrassed about the whole accident. Tom was young, but he was responsible. You'll never know how much he regretted how your parents died.
Oh, but I do know.
What?
Well, many years ago, he came over and asked for my forgiveness.
I never knew.
He thought it would upset you. But he said he had to make things right. I understand you've become a Christian. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, it's true. And that's what compels me to come here and make things right. I come here on behalf of my family, and on behalf of me. Please, Grace, will you forgive us? Will you forgive me?
Oh, Monica, of course I forgive you. All of you. Absolutely, totally.
Oh, Grace, you...
You don't know what a burden this has been on me. All those years. I knew it was wrong, but I just stuffed down my feelings. It weighed on me. More than you'll ever know.
It weighs on you no more.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, if you're a Christian now, you know what that makes us?
We're sisters now, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Sisters.
I'm blessed.
I got here as quickly as I could. What's wrong?
We've had a breach.
I don't understand.
I've got it under control, but you need to know. It's Bill Mincer.
Bill?
He was spotted going into John Morrison's house.
Well, that doesn't necessarily say anything.
This does.
Hello? John? Bill Mincer. We need to talk. Now.
I find this hard to believe.
Maybe this will help.
So that's why I'm recording this.
Understood. I'd do the same thing. Okay, here's what I got for you. There is no Antonio.
Oh?
Yeah, the guy's real name is Brandon Leibowitz.
Bill Mincer is a traitor?
I trusted that man with my life, and he turns his back on me.
He knows!
He doesn't know everything, but he knows enough. We're taking care of him, even as we speak.
Step one.
Yes.
Are you okay, Malcolm?
You've always told me about the inherent goodness of man. How could somebody like Bill do this?
Bill failed to be true to himself. Can you see that?
I suppose.
You, on the other hand, you are a man who is true to himself. This is where you find your power, your redemption, and your destiny.
You're right. Thank you, Reverend.
Yeah, apparently they said they wanted a speech from the mayor, so I'll just do a few minutes to open things up. Ah, great. Okay. All right. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Oh, wow. When it rains, it poured. Oh, no, it's Bill.
I'm not sure what happened. My display went blank. It's a pretty old cell phone. Guess it's time for me to get a new one.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes. Ah, good job, Bill.
Okay, you know the routine, Mr. Mincer. Empty all your pockets. Rufus will pat you down. I'll keep your cell phone with me till the boss is through with you.
All right, be careful, Bill. Be careful.
He's clean. Okay, put the blindfold on him and we'll hit the road. All right, Mr. Mincer. Looks like we're almost there.
Thanks for letting me know.
No problem.
Let's see. It's been almost an hour. What's within 1 hour of Coleraine? Wexford, Valley Station, Dawes, Briargate, not Westtown. Wait. There's a plane landing. Yeah, small. Probably single engine. Let's see. We've got an airfield here in Coleraine, don't we? And where else within an hour radius?
Wow, looks like a pretty mean cloud up there. Look at that thing.
Yeah, the weather guy says we got a big thunderstorm coming up. I'll bet that's it.
A storm? Wait, if I can find the closest thunderstorm on the weather map... Wait. And it's near a church. Okay, the weather map says the only storm we have is right here. Hold on, something strange here. Saturnine's headquarters, they're right here in Coleraine. So they drove all around town to throw Bill off. Okay, Bill. Where are they taking you now, buddy? If only... Train. Where does the train track cross the highway? That's right around the corner.
And we're here.
Where?
Hold on. We have to pull over.
Ambulance.
That's the one. It's going right by... right by Peace of Heaven.
Here we go.
That black car is it. Wait a minute. They're going into the Peace of Heaven parking lot. Underground parking, of course. Saturnine is not just behind Peace of Heaven, it's under Peace of Heaven.
Mr. Mincer, so good to have you with us today. However, I'm afraid we're going to have to detain you.
Oh, no.
I don't understand. You're about to experience how we deal with people who rat on us. We have a special plate for you.
Oh, no, what did he say?
A very special plate.
I just...
In fact...
If you... What? No. It cut off? Dear God, please help Bill.
It's a precaution for your own protection till everything is stabilized.
I understand. We'll leave within the hour. Malcolm, is something troubling you?
I had a tough time sleeping last night. It's nothing. Look, it's something I need to show you. This looks like a full-length mirror, but put your thumb on the frame right there.
All right.
It's the door to an escape tunnel. Only two thumbprints can trigger the door, yours and mine. In the tunnel, you'll find a lift that goes up to where Hank reparked your car for you. And I don't want you to drive out the normal exit. Take the secret escape, and you'll exit in the woods.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Reverend, how do you really feel about what happened to Tom Richter?
Well, that's a very strange question.
I had a very strange dream last night. My whole life played out like a movie, like a warning of something, and it disturbed me.
When one man's death unleashes the greater good or protects what we hold dear, then that death is morally justified.
I needed to hear that again. Thank you.
Don't worry, Malcolm. You've got a good heart.
Freeze! You're under arrest! He's having a heart attack!
This is Team Red. We need a medic. You're double time.
Alan, check on him!
Hey! Where'd the other guy go?
Behind the mirror!
Oh, solid steel door. He got away.
This vehicle is impressive.
Yeah, we call it the Triple T. Tactical tank and truck. We can blast through anything.
Team Blue, Brodsky slipped away. Keep an eye out for him.
Oh, that's the steel door I saw open up for the car to go through. Right there.
Thank you, Mayor. Hold on.
No! Wow!
Can't go any farther.
What do you mean? Why not?
This vehicle's way too heavy. It'll collapse through all the floors underneath, but we're on solid ground here.
This is Team Blue. We have secured Brodsky's car. No sign of Brodsky.
Well, come on, we've got to find Bill.
I'm sorry, sir. My orders are to stay with the vehicle.
Stupid. Well, those aren't my orders.
Mayor, I would advise you stay.
Not going anywhere.
Yikes.
Just keep your hands in the air, Mr. Mincer.
No.
Rufus, grab the door, quick.
All right, hold it right there. I got a cell phone with a mute button. I'm not afraid to use it.
What?
Who are you?
Come on, John.
Hey, Mincer, get back here.
Come back.
Mayor, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Wait a minute, who's driving the Triple T?
Oh, no.
It's Brodsky. Brodsky, stop! The whole building will collapse!
Out of my way!
The floor!
No, that's gonna drop through! Brodsky!
The whole building is going down!
Hurry, come on, we've gotta get out of here!
So, how was your day, Dad?
It was, unusual. Thanks for asking, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, could you please pass the peas?
Here you go.
Dad, seriously, is this sadder guy dead now? And what about Reverend Brodsky?
I want to ride in that truck tank thingy. It looks like fun.
Sorry, Hope. The Triple T is a special police vehicle.
Oh.
Yeah, and they only let me ride because I'm the mayor.
Well, then, I'm going to run for mayor when I grow up.
And, yes, Brookie, both Satter
and Reverend Brodsky were confirmed dead. Oh. Bill Mincer made it out alive. Barely.
Thank God.
What about Mrs. Richter?
Well, because she was willing to testify, she was exonerated. She won't be going to prison. And because all the major players are dead, it doesn't look like there's going to be a trial after all. So, Justin doesn't have to make his statement.
I still have a statement to make.
Oh?
Mom?
Yes?
This chicken is delicious. Just like I remember.
Here, here. Thank you, Justin.
Oh, there you are. Well, Brooke told me you were out here on the front porch.
Mm-hmm. Come and sit on the swing with me.
Ooh. You know, I can't remember the last time we sat on the porch together. Too long.
Oh. This old house sounds so much better when everybody's home.
Amen.
You remember the first time you brought me here?
Oh, let's see. Oh, you called it a rickety old falling down place, if I recall correctly.
But just listen. Ah, oh, it's such a beautiful place now.
Sorry to interrupt, but I didn't get my goodnight hug.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Of course. Come on.
Me too, Dad.
Oh, nuts. All right, then. All right, right. I'll tell you what. We'll all do one big family hug. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if you can count to three. One,
two, three.
Oh. All right. Get off the bed, all of you. Go on. Come on, I'll walk up with you and say prayers.
Love you.
Good night,
Mom.
I'll see you there.
Oh, God, thank you. It's been a wonderful, beautiful time. Thank you for all these years that have stretched us and brought us closer as a family, through good times and bad. And God, teach me to embrace the changes. Teach me to savor the moments along the way and to make the most of everyone, even as I look toward tomorrow.
Well, I sure am glad to be back on the porch with the Morrisons, with things getting back to normal. Who would have thought that small towns could have so much excitement? But I guess I should know by now that things happen when the Morrisons and Richters are involved. Now, something else I should know is that things happen when God's involved in our life. He definitely helped John put the Peace of Heaven and Saturnine pieces together, and he was very involved in keeping the Morrisons safe throughout the whole adventure. But even if things had turned out differently, the important thing to remember is that God still loves us and is still trustworthy no matter what trouble comes our way. Psalm 32 verse 10 says, "Many sorrows come to the wicked, but unfailing love surrounds those who trust the Lord." Well, I hope to meet with you again soon, but in the meantime, if you ever want to write to me and talk about anything, I'd love to hear from you. Just send your letters to Gilead, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. Or email me at gilead@keysforkids.org. Beyond Gilead is based on characters and situations in Down Gilead Lane and is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, Good Night and God Bless, was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace and Austin Roosthoffer were the recording engineers, with post-production by Todd Busteed and Glenn West. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie was the executive producer, and I'm Zach, thanking you for taking this journey with us beyond Gilead.